Hi, it's Morgan. Let's talk about the perception that you have of yourself today. Your perception of yourself influences your results, whether you are aware of it or not, right? So, of course, as you will have guessed, your perception of yourself is influenced by false beliefs. You are bringing what you've heard in childhood, your core programming, family values, projections, etc. So basically, everything that has to do with societal conditioning, wounds, and traumas, right? And this is what I always talk about as the subconscious identity. The way you have been taught without really being taught, you know, it's just the throughout life. To life in childhood, mostly, to think, to perceive yourself, what you can do, what you cannot do. And so the subconscious identity is basically all the stuff that don't serve your highest good, that don't support your goals, but that you carry within yourself without being aware that you are carrying them because they have been embedded into you throughout your life experience, especially from childhood, like I was saying, and especially because your caretakers, your primary caretakers, were conditioning you in that sense, because they were the people that you depended on for your primary needs, your vital needs as a child, because obviously you couldn't provide that for yourself, right? So here's an example. When you are facing a plateau in life or in your business, whatever, your reflex is to work harder or to question yourself, like, there is something wrong with me. I must work harder because that's what society teaches us to do, right? And I'm not judging here, right? Because that's been my default mode until I knew better, right? So if you are not perceiving yourself as successful, if you are not seeing your desired result as fast as you want or at all, you are going to go into the default mode of working harder. There's something wrong with me. I'm not doing what it takes. I don't deserve my success. Or maybe this is not for me. Maybe I should do something else. So then you might perceive yourself as a failure or unworthy. And your mind will try to justify with, you know, all this kind of stuff or stories like, oh, it's because I'm overwhelmed, or it's because I'm not good at whatever you are already good at, but you don't believe you are not already good at, right? So you want to look for more strategies or more knowledge on that topic. While you actually don't, you just need to believe in yourself, to believe that where you are right now, in your knowledge, in your skills, is already enough to get you to the next level. Or maybe your mind will say things like, my family has struggled, so obviously I'm gonna struggle too, because it is how it is. That's in my DNA or whatever. And this, my friends, is all part of the programming. It's false beliefs, a false programming, distraction that makes you look outside of yourself, where the answer is never found, really, because everything comes from within. And in reality, all you need, if you are already taking action and you're still facing a plateau in your business or in your life, you need to clear who you are not. That is to say, the false beliefs that you have about yourself, the negative self-talk, the feeling of unworthiness, everything you might have heard in your childhood, and that you have made it about yourself, then if something is like that, then it's my fault. But it's not true, right? It's just a way of thinking. Then, when you clear who you are not, you can become more of who you naturally are. So, who and what you came here on earth to be and do, to use your own unique talents and skill sets that nobody else on earth has but you. Because the purpose of life is to experience authenticity and fulfillment, to create, to generate enough material resources to live your dreams. Even if it's different for everyone in terms of what it looks like, it's still what everybody's aiming for, right? And that's what I'm so passionate about doing, because I've done this for myself and I still am, because there is always something to learn. There is always something to transform and shift to expand, not because it's not good enough, blah, 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 but because, oh my God, it's so freeing. I know I can do this. And you will never run out of ideas or goals or dreams, because look at nature. Nature is always expanding. If you have a hedge or a bush, it's not going to grow straight as you want. You will have to cut the hedge, right? Or clear the walkway, because that's the nature of life, to expand and grow, and it's never over. There is always something to learn, and your tastes will change, your goals will change. You will meet different people, you will open yourself up to different ideas and different goals and interests that maybe you had put aside, or you didn't really know you had this interest within you, but then you meet someone and it sparks this, you know, this, oh my God, yeah, I want to do that too. You know, this interest, this passion. So I know sometimes they're like, yeah, but if I reach my goal, subconsciously we're like, yeah, but then what? You know, then what? Am I going to be bored? So subconsciously it's like this loop, this fear of success, you know, this fear of going for what we want, because then what? You know? No. So it's all about energy, and subconscious is energy as well, because when we work with the subconscious mind, we work with nonverbal language, if you will. Like when I guide my clients in their subconscious mind, and even when I guide myself, sometimes you see things that don't make sense or just random memories. But it's not because it doesn't make sense to the rational mind that is limited, because it can only perceive what it's aware of. It's not because it cannot make sense of it that it doesn't have sense, right? And it's about letting go of the story of the mind, the story that the mind creates, and clearing what is causing the plateau, to get back to the original topic of what I was talking about in this podcast. If you want to go to your next level, let's clear what's in your way. And you do this, you're 100% conscious. I guide you. You cannot mess it up. And we do this in a joyful way. So you don't have to re-experience the unpleasant memory. Yes, you will be aware of it. But that's also why what I'm here for, and why I'm here guiding you. Because then, if you would ever catch yourself going into this story, I'm here to pull you back in gently and be like, hey, let's disconnect. Do you want to disconnect that? So there is nothing to fear. You are 100% safe, and we work with your higher self. Your higher self is always here for your highest good. So yeah, that's what I wanted to share today. So if you are facing a plateau, if you are considering yourself successful but unfulfilled, let's clear that. Because fulfillment is your birthright, okay? So if you would like to chat, go to my website, contact tab, send me an email, book your free clarity call, and let's chat on what it could look like for you. And if you know you want to get to the next level, then book your session, or you can enroll in my Unshakable program, my 8-week program that takes you from limitation to liberation. And of course, before I forget, I also have a free resource to unlock your your money flow, to your prosperity flow, financial flow is the word I was looking for. I was trying to remember the title of my free masterclass, Unlock Your Financial Flow. So yes, so you can grab this from my website. Thank you very much for listening, and I will see you in the next episode. Bye.